Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Hey, what's up? It is 6:10 Tuesday morning. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you, too. A little snow out there this morning. The roads could be slick.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
No, I'm hearing all this noise. I'm like, what the hell is that? And I look up and I'm like, okay, there's somebody snow blowing in my neighborhood at like 3:30 in the morning. Why are they snow blowing? I know.
I heard the plows roll by at like 2 in the morning at my house. I go, why are the plows out right now?
Yeah, depending on where you are. I mean, in Windsor, it was, I would say, 1 to 2 inches. I'm not sure why the dude was snow blowing. I'm like, it's just going to, it's probably going to melt. It's going to be in the 40s today, so it's probably just going to melt. But be careful because some of the roads are slick. But yes, it is time for the three things you need to know today. The first thing you need to know is pharmacies and healthcare centers around the country have already begun distributing the first of the 400 million N95 masks, the masks they say that are the best. President Joe Biden announced the initiative last week, and they're rolling it out now.
Cool.
I haven't been to a pharmacy to see, but let me know if you see them.
All right.
That would be great.
Be posted.
Meteorologists all throughout Connecticut, of course, our fave, Gil Simmons, issuing a first alert ahead of a storm system they say could bring heavy snow sometime on Saturday. They're calling it a powerful nor'easter.
I'm excited for this one.
So they can't predict the snowfall amounts yet, but it looks like it's headed this way late Friday into Saturday.
Make sure you get your milk and your bread and your gas.
For the snowblower.
Yeah, and your booze.
Yes!
All the important things.
Jeff, I'm going to come stay with you. That sounds awesome. And finally, the Connecticut Wine Trail announcing its Winter Wine Trail program for 2022. What is that? I'm kind of loving it. It kicked off January 21st and it runs through April, but You pick up a free passport from any of the participating wineries, and I'm looking at them. There's like a ton of them.
Okay.
A ton of wineries participating. Pick up a passport, and then you get your passport stamped, like if you were to fly. Each time you go to one of these wineries, you get it stamped, and if you get all the wineries stamped on your passport, all of the 12 of them, you will win prizes, and you could win prizes up to $5,000.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Which is kind of cool. That's Connecticut Wine Trail. Check it out. And those are the three things you need to know today. Lil Nas X, all of the hits. Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:25, partly sunny temps. In the 40s, you're waking up, a little bit of snow out there, maybe some slippery roads. That was unexpected, but temperatures in the 40s today. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and I saw this and I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. So the average person spends about a month doing this one thing, 26 days to be exact.
Okay, do you know if I do it?
Everyone does it.
Everyone does
it. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm going to say worry.
Oh, that's a good one, Courtney.
Stress out about something.
Yeah, a lot of people are worrying, stressed right now. That is incorrect. You're going to lose about 26 days each year to wasted time, whether it's on hold on the
Doesn't
phone
matter.
Company or cable company or whatever, standing in line, traffic, all that jazz. You're going to be wasting 26 days.
Days, not hours. Days. That's a lot of wasted time. That's what upsets me. That type of waiting upsets me.
And I hear it too in the office when Courtney's on the phone, like calling doctor's offices.
I do.
And I hear the whole music.
Pick up the phone.
And I hear Courtney start swearing. I'm going, oh boy.
What is wrong with you? I'm right here. Don't put me on hold. Oh, don't put me on hold. Then they put me on hold.
Then they put you on hold.
and then you get hung up on by accident. You got to call back.
So here are the top five things that people will be wasting time on.
Oh, doctor's offices. Throw that in there while you're at it.
Number five, waiting for a delivery to arrive.
Although, you know what? I don't want to trash doctors. They're doing their best right now.
Number four, trying to call the doctor's office.
Yeah, it is it's tough these days.
Sitting in traffic. Number three, some of the biggest time wasters in your life right now. Number two, waiting in line.
Yeah, just for anything though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
And then
being on hold is the number one time waster. I would add, and this wasn't even in the top five.
Go ahead.
I would add meetings at work. A lot of times,
there's no need for them.
There are a lot of meetings that we have to sit through at work where we're like, well, that could have been an email.
Could have been a small email, like a paragraph, but yet we're in a conference room for like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's like, did I need to wait 25 minutes for the guy who's hosting the meeting to actually show up to the meeting? Like, that's the biggest waste of time right there.
All right, well, listen, we're not going to waste your time. We give you money. That's what we do. We pay your bills. In fact, we do it 16 times a day, and we give you the exact time. So that's not wasting your time at all. Your first shot at winning $1,000, it is coming up, and it will happen at 7:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. This time for your Hollywood Report, brought to you by Regional School Choice. Well, Adele says her Vegas residency was postponed because of a massive COVID outbreak with her crew. But now multiple sources connected with the show at Caesars claim that the real problem is just Adele, and she was displeased with the production. She was unhappy with the choir. She didn't like the set or the sound system. They're also saying at one point she was supposed to be standing like in a pool.
Yeah.
Like a pool, and was surrounded by water and singing, but she thought the pool looked like a dirty pond.
Oh, okay.
And she stormed off set, but that's what they're saying. And then saying she's the one that pulled the plug at the last minute. But as far as Caesar goes, they could have had the show, they said. No problem.
All right.
Kelly Clarkson has compromised a little bit in her real estate fight with her ex-husband by giving him 5% of the Montana ranch that they shared that he's refusing to leave.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
He's living there. He's squatting on the property because she owns it. She actually gave him, a little bit, 5% of that ranch, but it equals $900,000.
Whoa.
The ranch was just valued at $18 million.
Wow.
The divorce is getting more expensive because Kelly also pays her ex-husband $200,000 a month in spousal support.
That's crazy.
$200,000 a month in spousal support, and he's squatting on the property. And finally, Kanye West throwing shade at Pete Davidson in a new interview. Kanye claims he's no longer allowed in the home, even on days when he brings the kids to school.
I bring him back, and North is like, I want you to come upstairs and see something. And it's like, oh, daddy can't come inside. But that hadn't been defined. And I'm hearing that the new boyfriend is actually in the house that I can't even go to.
Ooh, there was a lot to this interview. He went on to say that his ex, Kim Kardashian, was wrong to kiss Pete Davidson in front of him. Remember when she was on Saturday Night Live, they did a little skit?
Yeah.
Apparently, he told her not to kiss Pete during the skit, and she did.
Well,
they weren't even together at the time.
Together.
I know, I don't. You can see the entire interview right now, kiss957.com/Courtney. All right. It's Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:50. Plenty of sun today. Temperatures in the 40s. It is time for good news. Hey, if you've got good news, share with us. 860-247-9570. Spread the good news. I've got good news if you're on Wordle. Do you do Wordle? I have friends that are addicted to Wordle. It's the world game. I'm in the world game. The word game.
Yeah, I see it all over Twitter. I haven't jumped on that bandwagon yet.
I have friends playing it. I see it on Facebook all the time. I don't like those word games. However, this is a new one that I can get behind. If you like Wordle, you're probably going to love this. If you're having trouble hopping on that bandwagon, there's something called Loodle, which is exactly like Wordle, but the words are X-rated.
Oh, really?
I would nail that. I tell you what, I would probably do really well. It is called Loodle. Everything is X-rated on it, just so you know, but it's very much like Wordle. So check it out. It's called Loodle.
All right, I'll have to look into that one.
If you're dirty-minded, have a dirty mouth, foul mouth like I do, then Loodle is for you, not Wordle.
All right.
That's my good news, Walmart. Like Jeff, what's your good news?
Hey, my good news is for a North Carolina man. He took his old ball and chain out to dinner one night. They went to a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
And on the fortune cookie, it had lucky numbers.
Oh, come on. Have you ever played those lucky numbers? I tried it once. It didn't work.
I don't eat Chinese food, so I'm not familiar with the lucky number thing.
So
anyways, he took the lucky numbers from his fortune cookie, and then he ended up winning $4 million using those lucky numbers, playing Mega Millions.
Come on.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
$4 million.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
And I tell you what, his whole meal probably only cost like 10 bucks.
And it was ready in 3.5 minutes.
It was.
And he got a pound and a half of rice.
He was so thirsty an hour later, he couldn't take it. If you've got good news, share your good news with us. We would love to hear what it is. Call us right now with good news, 860-247-9570. It's the weekend, Blinding Lights on Kiss 95.7. Doja Cat, Kiss Me More, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart. Jeff, it is 7:10. The weather, I know, surprise, surprise, you're waking up, you're like, wait, what? There's snow out there. When did that happen? I don't even know when it happened. but it should probably melt, just a dusting to an inch or two in some areas. Partly sunny temperatures in the 40s today. It is time for you to win $1,000. We're paying your bills. Yes. All you have to do is enter the nationwide keyword fun, F-U-N. Enter the nationwide keyword fun right now at kiss957.com for your chance to win $1,000.
Nice.
Oh, all right, Walmart Jeff, are you ready for a little War of the Roses action?
I am ready, Courtney.
Heather is standing by. Heather and Meriden is concerned about her boyfriend's strange behavior. War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is cheating, call us. And boy, we managed to get the answers.
Yes, we do.
Come on. All right, so Heather's standing by. She's going to tell us why she thinks her boyfriend is cheating.
Okay.
And then we're going to find out together if he is or isn't. War of the Roses on the way next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. War of the Roses time. Hey, do you think your significant other is cheating? Call us. Tell us why. And we'll get the answers on the line. We're going to Meriden this morning for War of the Roses. Heather's on the line having a problem with her boyfriend. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, goodness. I hope I can help you out this morning with your boyfriend.
Yeah, hopefully.
So tell me, so Heather, obviously you know what War of the Roses is all about. Before we can call your boyfriend Grant and get more information out of him, tell me why you think Grant is cheating. What's going on?
Okay, yeah, so I think he's actually cheating on me with Lauren, who's his old high school girlfriend.
Okay.
And so Grant and I recently went to Jersey, you know, to his home in Jersey, his family home in Jersey.
Yeah.
And so we met a group of friends at a bar for cocktails and hung out and everything. And I saw that he was flirting with Lauren all night. Uh-huh. And, you know, that really, it really bothered me.
Okay.
You know, because, like, what was that? Yeah, and so actually after that, I noticed that he friended her on Facebook, too.
Okay.
And he spent last weekend in New Jersey because he said he had to go there for work.
Okay.
But that's very unusual because he's never had to go anywhere for work or travel for work.
Okay.
So I'm very concerned about this.
I tell you what, Heather, there's a lot of red flags for me. The flirting is not, I mean, you know, what we may think is flirting, guys may think I wasn't flirting, but we can tell it is, whatever. But the fact that he then friended her, okay, but then he took off and went to Jersey for a weekend when he has never done that before, that concerns me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you keeping up with your girlfriend duties, like giving him attention and sex and all that other stuff?
Jeff!
What? No, I'm just asking. It's a valid question.
It's not a valid question.
Well, I mean, if she's slacking in that department, he might be getting it somewhere else.
There's no reason for cheating.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
none.
He absolutely shouldn't be cheating on me. We've been together for a long time.
Yep.
Oh, I get you. All right.
Jeff, stop. All right, Heather, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call Grant. We're going to have you on the line. You're going to be listening in. Jump in if you want. We'll try to get some info out of him. We'll offer him roses and see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight, Heather. We're going to call Heather's boyfriend, Grant. War of the Roses. We'll do that next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney at Kiss in the Morning. It's War of the Roses time. We're back. We're in Meriden. Heather's on the line, thinks that her boyfriend, Grant, is cheating, and we're moments away from calling Grant. So basically, Heather, you guys went back to Grant's home in Jersey a few weeks ago, and you met a group of people at a bar for cocktails. One of them was his old high school girlfriend, but you noticed the two of them were flirting a lot, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
So his old high school girlfriend, I guess you said her name was Lauren.
Yeah, okay. Lauren.
They're now friends on Facebook. He's acting strange. And last weekend he took off saying he had work to do in Jersey, which is unlike him, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, let's not wait any longer. Hold on, Heather, we're going to call Grant. He's cheating. I'm nervous.
She's one of those girls Jeff? That could work for like that app that puts you to sleep. You know, like one of those sleep meditation apps.
She is soothing.
Yeah.
Hey,
good morning. Is Grant there?
This is Grant.
Hey, Grant. This is Jason from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're a new business here in town. And hey, I was just shooting you a call to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is a great promotion we're running here at the flower shop. Basically, like I said, it's a dozen roses. It's actually a pay-it-forward promotion, so we're not going to send the roses to you, but we will send them to someone on your behalf. Maybe a wife or a girlfriend, a mother, whatever.
Oh, okay. Do I have to send them within Connecticut, or can I send them to another state?
As long as it's in the tri-state area, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, something like that.
Yeah, New Jersey.
You want to send them to New Jersey?
Yes, please.
Okay, awesome. So basically, yeah, that's totally fine. We can get that down there. We have a distributor we can hook up with. So I have a card that I can attach to the flowers if you would like to write a message in the card.
Sure. How about not waste any more time apart, and can you write it out to Lauren, please, with a L-O-R-I-N.
You said Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren.
And then let's not waste any time apart.
Any more
time. Oh my God, are you serious right now?
More time apart. Oh,
yeah. Hello?
Are you serious right now, Grant? You're freaking sending the flowers to Lauren?
Grant, it's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. I have to tell you, you're on the radio on Kiss 95.7. It is War of the Roses, and that's your girlfriend, Heather. Go ahead, Heather.
Wow.
I can't believe it. See, I was right. I suspected you of cheating on me with Lauren, but, like, you know, I wasn't sure. But, I mean, now you just... I can't believe this. Really? Like, after we spent so many years together, and now all of a sudden you're going to go back to your high school girlfriend?
It's really not what it looks like. It really is not what it looks like. It's not. Flowers doesn't mean it's cheating. She had a death in the family.
Oh, jeez.
Are you serious?
And this was, yeah.
What did he write in the card? Excuse me, Walmart Jeff. What did he write in the card?
Let's not waste any more time apart.
Yeah, let's not waste any more time. But it, as friends, we fell out of touch.
Yeah,
we fell out of touch for years, and she, you know,
that makes sense.
I've known her since I'm a teenager.
Okay,
but that's not really something that you write to someone who's like a friend. This is like something that's romantic that you would. You know, right? It's someone who you're romantically involved in or want to be romantically involved in. So I don't...
Yes, Heather.
Like, you're just lying to me right now. I really can't believe this.
No, I'm not. I'm not lying.
Oh, my God.
I'm not lying.
Heather, are you okay?
I mean, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, but, like, this... I mean, he's such a liar. I can't believe this. So, like, what else did you lie about in our relationship this whole time?
Nothing.
This is not going to go anywhere because he's going to keep denying it, Heather. Either way, whether it's cheating or not, he sent flowers to another woman. This is, Heather, we offer couples counseling. You can go individually or with a couple. You want to work things through. You want to get to the bottom of it. We'll pick up the tab. So I'm going to put you on hold, Heather, so we can talk, just you and I, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 7:40 Hollywood time, brought to you by Regional School Choice. Well, good news for Cardi B. A federal jury sided with her yesterday in her case against a YouTuber who claimed, among other things, that Cardi B was doing drugs when she was pregnant. Cardi B says she was depressed after this, almost suicidal, and had to go to rehab. The verdict awarded Cardi B $1.5 million.
Really? Wow.
$1.5 million in damages. She also, this YouTuber, has to pay Cardi B's legal fees. I love that. And Taylor Swift has taken aim at a rock singer. His name is Damon, after in a new interview, Damon claimed that Taylor Swift didn't write her own songs.
Really?
Taylor was offended and tweeted, "I was such a big fan of yours until I saw this." She says, "I write all of my own songs. Your hot take is completely false and damaging. You don't have to like my songs, but it's really messed up to try and discredit my writing. Wow." And then she wrote, "P.S. I wrote this tweet all by myself, in case you're wondering." She's funny, too.
Snap.
He later apologized, saying that his comments were all taken out of context. And his apology was actually really sincere, and you can see that on our blog as well. And finally, Britney Spears dyeing her hair purple, sharing her new look to Instagram, wearing a black mini dress and high red boots, captioning the photo, "Here's me with purple hair. I'm bored, okay?" And then she says, "Here's me in a $100 mini dress with my boots."
Hey, the picture looked great to me. I loved it. I didn't even notice her hair.
I know. I didn't. It was hard to notice the hair, and it was a bathroom selfie, and it was like all slanted. And yeah. Again, I always focus on what's on the floor behind her. I don't know, some sort of weird duffel bag on the floor. You can see Britney's new hairdo and all of these stories right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Shoot, that's not it either. All the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 7:50, partly sunny temps in the 40s. It is time for good news. I'm over here playing my good news right now. If you've got good news, you can share with us. 860-247-9570. Are you playing Wordle, Walmart, Jeff?
No, I'm not into that.
Virtually everybody I know is Wordling, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Wordle is a word game that is just like on fire right now. It's boring to me, so I don't do it. But if you like Wordle or you can't get on the Wordle bandwagon, here's my good news. There's something called Loodle, which is played exactly the same way you play Wordle, but all of the words are X-rated.
Oh, really?
I just typed in boobs, boom, came right up.
Nice.
I'm playing Loodle right now on my computer just to test it out to make sure if it was but it is exactly like Wordle, but it's got some X-rated words. It's called Loodle. That is my good news. What is your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is for a North Carolina man. He took his old lady out to dinner one night. They went to a Chinese restaurant. They got the old fortune cookie, and he took, I guess they had their lucky numbers on these fortune cookies.
Okay.
He took those numbers and played a Mega Millions drawing, and he actually ended up winning.
What?
$4 million.
Oh, I've heard stories about that. Like, I've tried it once.
Yeah.
And I didn't win anything.
Yeah, so this guy took all the numbers, and he won $4 million playing Mega Millions, so congrats to him.
That is good news. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to get some Chinese food this week and try it.
All right.
See if it'll work. Doubt it, though. All right, there you go. There's your good news. Do you have good news? Maybe you're starting a new job. Maybe you're playing Loodle right now. Call us. Tell us your good news. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dee.
Dee, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Waterbury.
Ooh, tell us your good news.
My good news is that my son, who is active in the United States Army, is graduating from sergeant school on Monday, and then February 1st will be promoted to sergeant, and he's only 22.
Oh, my God,
wow,
Dee!
Nice.
And he's only 22, and he's going to be promoted to sergeant?
It's amazing. So,
Dee, what's your son's name?
Anthony.
Anthony! Congratulations, Anthony.
Yes.
Sergeant Anthony. I love that. Dee, that
Thank
is
you.
Such good news. I hope when all of the
Thank
ceremonies
you.
Are done and he is a sergeant, you call us as well with that good news.
I will. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are awesome.
Aw, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing, Dee. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Share your good news. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Yes, good morning, Courtney. This is Michael from Chicopee.
Hey, Michael. Do you have good news to share with us?
Yes, I do. I have excellent news.
What is it?
My wife Thursday evening was just presented with her white coat for nurse practitioner.
Woo!
Wow, that's awesome.
Michael, awesome. What's your wife's name?
Cassandra Keller.
Oh, congratulations, Cassandra. That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Hard work pays off, and she's doing amazing.
Aw,
Think
Michael.
About all the role-playing games you guys could be doing in the old bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Gotcha. Michael, do not engage. I am so excited for your wife. What fantastic news. Congratulations to you both, and thank you for sharing such great news.
You're welcome. You guys have a blessed day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.